all this stuff, you know, is really my way of taking all this junk and stories and telling stories of mostly young people that have passed in and out of the house here, you know, generally, you know, struggling with addiction and HIV AIDS and alienation, you know, so, and, but a lot of my stories go way back, you know, like almost to childhood. Characters are people who've struggled and died, you know, mm-hmm. Even recently, and but this oracle, the oracle is the one who, through, like, what we know now, intense intoxication, rises up and tells your future and takes all your symbols and metaphors from your subconscious and throws them back at you, and you have to figure out what it means. People want to see the oracle. We know now that the oracle were these frequently old women who lived in caves that were intoxicated with natural gas, and they would be high and hallucinatory. And Alexander the Great, all these people went to the oracles, you know. And they would, like, and they would stand up, and sometimes they wouldn't even let you talk. They would just start talking words and metaphors at you. And then they would have a court of people who would help you interpret it. And people would go away for thousands of years and change the course of human history by what was told by these oracles, you know. And that's the way I feel sometimes when I'm talking with mm-hmm. these young kids who have no idea what they're saying. And they tell me things that give me vision of the future, you know.